State health officials are bracing for a big bill when baby boomers can't take care of themselves any longer. Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes.
We know that the numbers of elderly are going up more rapidly than the number of children being born. Somewhere in the state budget, there's going to come a point where long-term care expenditures will probably outweigh K-12. That's a huge philosophical shift within many elected officials' mindset.
There's a question whether Medicaid will be able to keep up with seniors' needs in the future, and private long-term care insurance hasn't taken off. Tom Lutzow is president of iCare, which provides long-term care services. He says private long-term care insurance has generally failed because usually the person needing it is unable to afford it. Lutzow says the whole family should chip in early on, like the college savings program known as EdVest.
Well, the long-term care insurance program needs to develop something like that, where everybody is saving for grandma. The sons and daughters are saving, the grandchildren are saving because grandma needs a better life. And what is that going to look like?
But Tom Moore doesn't think that would work. Moore heads a group representing nursing homes, the Wisconsin Healthcare Association. He says because of loopholes, Medicaid sometimes pays long-term care expenses for those who could afford it. Without changes, he says private long-term care insurance may be a tough sell. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.